Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on the 16th day of October, 2023. And this is Pledge Week, folks. It's Pledge Week out there. And so we really need to hear from you tonight with all that we're up against. And we are living in a very interesting, evil day. And so in this ministry here, we have a saying, when in doubt, charge, when not in doubt, charge anyway. We're here to win. We're here. We understand that we were just praying. And the good Lord said the battle belongs to him. And we reminded him of that in prayer and told him we need his support and his leading to help us get through this. As this country goes to war, we may be on the verge of World War III. But anyhow, it is Pledge Week, and we need to hear from you tonight. And all of the gang is in place out here. And the number is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. And or 888-677-9673. And now we have Pastor Joe, the legendary Missouri preacher. Hey, Joe.
Hey, I'm here, ready to go to work. There is so much to do tonight. We've got enough for 2 weeks just for tonight.
You're not kidding, we do. So the title of the message was, do you remember what the title? You know what, before we even get into that, we need to pray because
I was just going to say, yeah, we got a big prayer request.
Nurse Elaine Connolly is
Ernie himself.
Yeah, let's pray. Nurse Elaine she's not here tonight because she has fallen ill, and she's helped so many other people. She's been there whole life helping other people get well, and tonight she needs our prayer. And so, you know, I'm not qualified to help her in the medical business, but I sure am qualified to pray for her. And all you folks out there listening to me, out there, join in with us. Remember what God's Word, the Bible says. Remember, there's power in prayer, power in prayer. And right now it's Elaine that needs that prayer. And so tomorrow it'll be you that needs that prayer. And so join with me as we go and we pray for Elaine and as we pray for our nation too. And what we're up against here in Ohio is very, very important also. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we gather here tonight, Lord, Nurse Elaine has always been there to help others. And so right now she could use our prayers, Father God, as she's having labored breathing and she's having problems walking. She needs our prayers, and she needs your touch, Father God, that you might touch her and heal her and be a comfort to her, Lord, during this time. And Father, too, we want to pray for the battle here in Ohio. It is really becoming so sinister. The opposition, these people that love death, that hate God, and they hate us, they're running ads on television. They're spending so much dark money, and they're running these ads that are totally illegitimate. There's not a bit of truth in them, Lord God. They even have brought out their apostate preachers. They have brought out these people or ministers for Satan and trying to promote to vote yes on issue one. Again, Father God, we just would ask, Lord, that you would open the eyes of the people out there, Lord, as we see this unholy alliance. What an unholy alliance we have with the Satanists. And we know now, too, that Joe Biden has brought in hundreds of thousands of maybe even as many as a million of those, and that's 7 million that he's brought in since he's been in office. They could be terrorists, Lord. Brought them in, and now Hamas and Hezbollah and the others are proclaiming that they are going to attack America. They're going to attack America for standing with Israel. And Biden has brought in all of these. He spent all that money and given it to the Palestinians. He spent all that money giving it to Iran to build weapons against us. Now we're seeing the weapons that he sold to the Taliban being used in Israel, against Israel, and as they're killing, they're murdering people, Lord, and taking American captives also, along with the Israelis. So, Father God, again, and then in this country, we have a media, Lord, that is so dark, a media that will, whatever they are told to say, they will betray the people to the very last. They've sold out you, God, they've sold out us. So, Lord, tonight as we come before you, again, we ask, Lord, that you touch Elaine, your healer. We pray for the peace of Israel. We ask, Father God, Lord, that you would intercede in there, Lord God, that the innocent should not die. Lord God, that you would intercede. And we know, Lord, that those innocents that are dying would go right home to be with you. But, Father God, we would just ask, Lord, that you would intercede. And you've told us to pray for the peace of Israel, and that's what we're doing. We're asking. We know, Lord, that you could bring that peace. And, Lord, we ask, too, that you take down the dark state here, the deep state here in America, Lord God. And that you might put President Trump back in the office. He's still the legitimate president of this country. And, Lord, that we together as a people can make America good again. And if we make America good again, she will be great. So all of these things we ask in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
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 All righty. So I wanted to make a quick announcement too, folks out there. We have for Geauga County and Lake, or, you know, Cuyahoga, those counties that are close, we have 400 signs left at the church. Vote no signs left on issue one at the church. So if you out there, if you need those signs, you'd have to pick them up in the afternoon. But you have to call and let us know that you're coming for those signs. And the number would be 440-338-1367. That's 440-338-1367. If you can't get through on that number, 440-338-1036. 440-338-1036. If you need some signs, call us and let us know. And then you can come and pick them up in the afternoon. So there you go. We got to get these signs out. And by the way, Joe, I talked to the sheriff, and the sheriff's deputies and police officers are keeping an eye out now for Democrats that are stealing our signs. They're watching. They're cruising. They're watching them. I mean, there's nothing about that entire Democratic Party that is not tainted, that is not corrupted. Not a thing about it that is not totally corrupted. Anyhow, we need to get some pledges in. Pledge lines are open at 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. I don't see any pledges in there yet. Let's see. Nope. Wait a minute. Yes, we got one pledge in there. Okay, we got two. It is so light down here. All right, thank you. We have Lisa donates $125, and Bob in New York donates $500. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Bob. All righty, we got two in. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. So let's get right into it. Now, as I was writing this message on Saturday, I had the television on, but I had it on mute, and I was watching as Israel they were bombing Gaza. And I was thinking about, I was looking at that, and I'm thinking to myself, fires, as I'm watching the bombs hit, and I'm watching the fires, and I remember in Scripture, and we're going to get to that as we go through there, this has happened before, not with the bombs, but the fires along the walls of Gaza, where Gaza was attacked and Gaza was burnt. And so let's start tonight with the very first mention, because, Joe, this Gaza was one of the plain cities. And Gaza has been around for, 6,000 years. So let's go back to 6,000 years. Genesis.
The title, Gaza, Then and Now, right?
Yeah, the title is Gaza, Then and Now.
And before you start, I wanted to add one thing. Remember, Israel is the only nation in the world that I've ever known that made phone calls, told people to get out. They were going to shell the building they were in. They were dropping leaflets from the sky with helicopters that were risking their life to drop leaflets to warn people, this area is going to be bombed, leave, where to go. It's the only country in the world that has done that in modern warfare, and you almost never hear it in the news.
Well, no, you're not going to hear it because it is the fake news media. But
even Fox, I haven't heard it even on some of the other more conservative groups, they forget to mention it for some reason.
Well, we don't forget to mention it here.
We don't forget, so gotcha.
All right, let's start read verse 15 through 18.
In Genesis 10?
Yeah, Genesis 10.
All right. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth.
No. You're in the wrong place. Genesis 10.
I had it marked. I just flipped the page. Genesis 10. I'm sorry. Here it is, 15. And Canaan begat Sidon, the firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemurite, and the Hamathite. And afterward were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad.
All right, so here now, the Canaan begat Sidon. Now, that city, the city of Sidon was the chief city of the Phoenicians. That's still around today, Joe. That's still around today. And then he begot, a Heth. And Heth, out of Heth, there was a huge kingdom and that lasted about 800 years. Now, then you have his other nine sons. The other nine sons, you just read, the Jebusites, the Amorites, and they were all tribes by his other nine sons. Now, going to verse 19, and the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as thou comest to Gur, and to Gaza, as thou goest into Sodom, and Gomorrah, and Admah, and Zibeon, even into Lasha. Now here, in their nations, the division of the original population into the nations, Joe, was after the tongues. Was after the tongues. Remember what he did when the Lord came down and he confused their tongues?
Exactly. So they could not work together, could not communicate. And they were told to, you know, they were previously told to spread all over the earth, and they didn't do it.
So he's telling you what happened there, that each family, each different family there, because these were all his family, Cain's family, was given a very distinct tongue, a distinct language that they and they alone understood. And what happens when you're around people that are speaking a language that you don't understand?
There's distrust, doubt, fear, uncertainty. Okay, it starts out mild and it gets little into fear later.
I remember when I was a soldier, and we would be around other soldiers because that was a part of my duties, training foreign soldiers. And when there would be a group of them, and there'd be maybe one or two of us and maybe 20 foreign soldiers, and they would be talking and speaking in a language we didn't understand. But every now and then you'd see two or three of them looking at you and then smiling and then looking at each other, and you knew that they were talking about you.
Yeah,
and so
usually sometimes they were laughing.
Right. Now, if you're a situation,
that wasn't when you got nervous. It's when they kind of smiled funny.
Yeah, and so in that situation where you had people that you had your families, you definitely wanted to get your families away from people that could be a danger to them if you don't understand. And that's why, that's how the Lord spread them all over the earth there. Okay, so here. In this passage, this is the very first mention of Gaza. And again, that goes back almost 6,000 years, huh?
And that's a long time, isn't it?
Yep. And so here, meanwhile, when we come back here, and as we say, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. As we go through this, we're going to see what happened in Gaza over the years, but meanwhile, back here at the Hope Front, Joe, the communist leader, and I mean communist leader Joe Biden, continues to bring in Hamas. See, people better understand what he has done. He's bringing in, and they're continuing even today to bring in Hamas, to bring in the ISIS, to bring in Al-Qaeda, the communist Chinese party. We know at least 45,000. Communist Chinese troops have come in. These virtually are soldiers. An Iranian, what they call the Iranian Royal Guard. This was all planned out by Obama. This was all planned out by Obama, and Biden carried it out. So even as we're talking about this, all of these people, this is taking place now. And the enemy is among us. And the enemy is among us in very, very large numbers, too. Let's go over to Joshua chapter 10, Joe.
All right. What I did last time, I have markers in the Bible because my hands don't work well. And I flipped it to the other side of the marker.
Okay.
And anyway, it was a dumb mistake. Anyway, I've got this one. 10, we start in chapter verse 12, right?
Right, verse 12. Read 12 through 14.
Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said, in the sight of Israel, sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel.
Well, let me ask you this then, Joe. How if the does the Earth rotate around the sun, or does the sun rotate around the Earth?
The Earth rotates around the sun.
So what does the sun do?
The sun is on a path of its own in the, you know, through the galaxy, and the all the planets rotate around the sun as it travels through the galaxy or the solar system.
Okay,
the galaxy.
So let me ask you this. If you were to go back in that day, and people were living in that day, and they would see the sun rise in the morning and watch it go overhead and then set in the evening, would those people think that the Earth is moving, or would they think that they're still and they're watching the sun move?
They would probably think that they're standing still and the sun was moving and the moon would move at night.
So, would you say that this has ever happened before?
No, I don't think in all history. There was something when they were, what, working on the moonshot, wasn't it, that they were having some trouble with their math? And one of the rocket scientists remembered scripture. There was something about the sun standing still for a day, and he made some adjustments in the math, and that made it possible for man to go to space and go to the moon.
Well, I know that that was one of their, that was what was said there, but there was a lot of controversy on whether, yeah.
I can't prove it. It was what they were saying at the time.
And so here, when you go to verse 13, and the sun stood still and the moon stayed until the people avenged themselves upon their enemies. If not, is it not written in the book of Jasher, so the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. So why did God have the sun stand still for a whole day?
Part of it, it probably really upset the enemy, and it gave them light to see to do battle.
Well, the Lord had commanded Joshua to totally eliminate all five kings.
He was to fight until they were all gone,
Right. And so, starting off with all five of the kings, and then here, if you go to verses 41 through 43, read 41 through 43.
And Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea, even unto Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even unto Gibeon. And all these kings in their land did Joshua take at one time, because the Lord God of Israel, fought for Israel.
And so
Joshua returned and all Israel with him unto the camp to Gilgal.
And so he had commanded the complete destruction of all five of the Amorite kings. So God extended the day, the daylight. What happened to those kings? They took off and they hid in the cave, didn't they? And can you hide from God?
No.
No.
You can hide from man, but if God's going, they're here. They couldn't hide from him, so it didn't take long to get found.
Now, you have a number of your liberal theologians, and I've heard these people who talk about the God of the Old Testament being a harsh God, and a God who was not a loving God, but a harsh God in a God who was very, very judgmental. So,
even in the New Testament, I mean, we know the tribulation's coming. It's the same God.
Yeah, but the point of it is they're making, how can, and so the question was, how can God justify killing innocent babies? Now, of course, these are by the very same people that can't kill enough babies, right?
Right.
These are your liberals, but how can God justify killing babies?
He created the people, the race, and the enemy there, and he wanted that enemy wiped out so it wasn't reproducing, wasn't around. He created them. He can, what does the Bible say? The life is his. I mean, he's the only one who has the power to give and take life.
Let me ask you this.
If
he left those children to be with their pagan parents, they would become like their pagan parents. Now, those children that died as children, where did they go from there?
They children went until they were old enough to decide for themselves. They went to be with Jesus, so they were saved in a way by killing them physically. They were saved spiritually forever.
So what he did, God in his mercy, he made sure they avoided the lake of fire, huh?
Exactly.
So there you go. All right, we'll be back.
A liberal theologian, kind of an oxymoron.
Yeah, well, here in Ohio, of course, we'll talk about that later, they're showing these films that are totally illegitimate. I mean, unbelievable satanic propaganda on issue one. These people have no souls at all. And yet the vast majority of people, a lot of them listen, and they don't know any better. They've been so conditioned and so dumbed down. You know, the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and because they're not biblically literate, and many don't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, so they don't understand. To them, these ads that these people are running seem logical, and yet they're right, Joe, they're right from the pit of hell, and this is why we have to fight this thing. This is not a political issue. This is a sin issue. It is a matter of sin, morals, and it's a challenge between for God's people to stand up and be counted. And we can expect the opposition to do everything that they possibly can, every corrupt thing. They're totally, completely and totally corrupted. But hang tight. We'll be back right after this.
Millions of Americans sincerely love Donald Trump. They love him in spite of everything they've heard. They love him often in spite of himself. They love Donald Trump because no one else loves them. The country they built, the country their ancestors fought for over hundreds of years, has left them to die in their unfashionable little towns, mocked and despised by the sneering half-wits with finance degrees but no actual skills who seem to run everything all of a sudden. Whatever Donald Trump's faults, he is better than the rest of the people in charge. At least he doesn't hate them for their weakness. Donald Trump, in other words, is and has always been a living indictment of the people who run this country. That was true 4 years ago when Trump came out of nowhere to win the presidency, and it's every bit as true right now. Trump rose because they failed. It's as simple as that. If the people in charge had done a halfway decent job with the country they inherited, if they'd cared about anything other than themselves, even for just a moment, Donald Trump would still be hosting Celebrity Apprentice. But they didn't. Instead, they were incompetent and narcissistic and cruel and relentlessly dishonest. They wrecked what they didn't build. They lied about it. They hurt anyone who told the truth about what they were doing. That's true. We watched. America is still a great country, the best in the world, but our ruling class is disgusting. A vote for Trump is a vote against them. That's what's going on in this country.
I see that Thad Chunkin, that very, very extremely corrupt judge, has put a gag order on President Trump. So she has tried to do this. I don't know how she thinks she's going to enforce this, because I know he's not going to abide by that gag order, and I wouldn't either. So that he can no longer, she's ordered him not to say anything about those people.
They're going to challenge that in the Court of Appeals, and a couple of scholars have said they think that'll get win in Court of Appeals, but who knows?
Well, that Jack Smith, that very corrupt attorney that's been overturned. I mean, it's unbelievable the corruption in these people out there. And boy, I'm going to tell you, the mainstream media, they will give them cover, I mean, to the cows come home. But that Jack Smith has had his cases overturned time and time again. They've got no morals. He's got no values. You talk about, you know, the Lord Jesus made reference to the lawyers when he said, woe unto your lawyers, woe unto your lawyers, woe unto your lawyers. You get three woes, boy, and you're in trouble, believe me, okay?
Exactly. And then the old-fashioned common sense. If you really thought you had a serious crime and you really wanted somebody to be in prison and stay there, you wouldn't pick an attorney, a judge, who always gets overridden by another, by the, you know, court system. That's not what you would want to do, right? Because that would be taking the worst, the loser, the all-time loser. So the only reason they've got him out there is the dog and pony show to embarrass Trump, to mess up the process and the election. And, you know, usually if a court overturns something, it takes time. And, of course, they're hoping that all the overturning will happen after the election. So it's all a total dog and pony show and fraud.
Well, now this is one that'll have to get to the Supreme Court early. And the Supreme Court will have to rule on this early because this is, first of all, it's a major violation. It's election fraud. It's interfering with an election. And by chunking, and by the way, that woman is very corrupt, a very, very corrupt. Now, you see what she's doing? She's trying to get Donald Trump not to tell the world how corrupt she is. But by doing that, she left all of the rest of us out there to tell you. She's got a history of doing that. Look. When you decide the outcome of a case before you hear it, what does that tell you?
She's going to be overruled because that is total grounds for, you know, appeal right there. They knew before they started it was going to be appealed.
Right. In other words, she had come out and said she knew he was guilty of these things. Unbelievable before you even started. And, of course, you can't even list all of the corrupt things that Jack Smith has done, unbelievably. He's been overruled I don't know how many times, time and time again.
I don't think I can remember seeing one thing where he wasn't overruled on. Now, maybe it's happened, but I can't remember one. Every one that I ever saw, he got overruled on.
This is, this kind of stuff only used to happen in third world countries. And this is what Biden has brought us. Biden has done more to destroy this country. I mean, he's the best president China's ever had because he has done more to destroy us. You know, and Trump is right. As bad as Obama was, and I remember that in my lifetime, I remember the time when Jimmy Carter was the worst president in the history of the country. And then came Obama. And then, I mean... Obama was worse than Clinton. And then came, of course, Biden. And Biden was, well, he was simply following Obama's orders. And but corruption, as far as is having a corrupt family where, you know, they've been selling America, selling his brand new car. No one has matched Biden. As far as we see, he's had $98 million given to him from foreign countries for selling America. And
well,
now...
It's kind of like out here in the country, we have an expression, it's like building a fence. You do all this work, you clear the land, you drive the posts in, you know, all the hard work, and then all of a sudden you string the wire, it goes quickly, and voila, you got a fence. Well, Obama did all the ground laying and cleared the land, cut the trees, got rid of the rocks, drove all the posts. In other words, built the deep state, laid the foundation, and then Biden comes in, and he's doing the things that all of a sudden show, you know. But all the foundational work, all the hard work was done by Obama to make it all possible.
Obama, remember, every day for those 8 years, every day we said, you see what he's doing now? Do you see what he's doing now?
And so he, a daily thing, really.
Right. He had 8 days to learn, 8 years to lay the groundwork to reduce America to third world status. Trump came in. Trump only had 4 years to undo. And he undid a whole lot of what Obama did. But then with the election fraud, the absolute extreme election fraud, where they stole that election. I mean, this was, you have, and today now, you've got this growing unholy alliance. Remember, their motto is, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, where you've got the radical Islam working hand-in-hand with the communist in a confederacy.
The Sunni and the Shia working together, yeah. But I want to back up to something you said about Biden. He gave a speech, and he stood up, and I happened to hear him. Republicans don't see democracy like we do. He was talking about the Republicans and the MAGA people are going to destroy our democracy because they don't see it like we do, right? Well, for once, I agree with him. This country was not a democracy. It was formed a constitutional republic by rule of law, laws that do not change. In other words, God's Ten Commandments, God's laws are what we based our whole system on, laws that do not change. A democracy, our founding fathers, I probably have 3 pages of notes from different people. John Witherspoon, pure democracy cannot subsist long nor be carried far into the departments of state. It is very subject to a caprice and the madness of popular rage. And it talks about a pure democracy abounds with disorder, confusion. Benjamin Rush, a simple democracy, one of the greatest evils. You go down Madison, Adams, Fisher, Ames, Governor Morris, Samuel Adams. They all hated and feared democracy, like Noah Webster said. There are commonly tumults and disorders. Therefore, a pure democracy is generally a very bad
government. It's mob rule. That's what democracy is.
It is
mob.
Often the most tyrannical government.
All right, Joe. We've got to take some time here and open, get these phone lines going.
Yep.
Or we're not going to be here, you know, to be the watchman on the wall and bring the messages. And right now, this radio program is needed more than it has ever been needed. And we're going to be coming up with some very interesting times. Like, because of what Biden has done, we can have our Gazas here. Again, they're here. And we better be prepared. And I mean, America better, and we need to. Right now, America, like Israel, is standing in the shadow of a very angry God, a very angry God. And here, you repent or perish. And we have these people here that want to keep killing children. They want to go further and further. They want more egregious sins. They want to, you know, they want to legalize pedophilia. They want to go all the way, all out. Take us right to the gates of hell. If they could, they would be sacrificing babies at altars. And so, again, Joe, people better understand that God, you know, there will come a time when his cup of indignation will be filled. And when that happens, so, again, remember, he gives you 2 Chronicles 7:14, win his people. You can't expect the Democrats, but he says when his people will repent and turn away and call upon his name. And that's what we have to do. But repentance is more than just words. Repentance is turning around and taking it in the opposite direction. So we have but very little time, I think. Time is running out to do that for America. And so, folks, this is why, again, this radio program is needed more than it ever has been needed, because ask yourself this. Where else have you ever heard a radio program that's been on the air for 50 years without ever, not one time, ever compromising? Not one time. We've never stood down. We've been attacked over and over and over and over, but we've never stood down. And so...
No. We've made an occasional mistake, and we've, you know, acknowledged we've made a mistake or a misquote or something, but as far as...
I only acknowledge your mistake, Joe.
Ground, never, never, never back down. Had to.
Yeah, I only acknowledged your mistakes, Joe. All righty, there you go. John in West Park donates 50. Thank you, John. Tony in Toronto donates 125. Thank you, Tony. 888. Folks, we got to hear from you. This is very important. We have a lot to bring, a lot of news to bring to you, and a lot of things we're going to be talking about here, but we got to stay on air to do that. 888-281-1110. Again, that's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Joe, people don't really understand. They don't understand. These very same people, like you see Biden coming out and talking about how he's standing with Israel. Joe, that would be like me, if you were in a war with your neighbors, right? And I went and I supplied your neighbors with arms, supplies, food, and intelligence, told them where you were, and then I come out and said, Joe, I'm standing with you, right? That's exactly what they've done. In fact, here, I've got an article here. Chief of Staff of Pentagon Counterterrorism Office served Iranian government. Senior advisor worked on secret Iranian government propaganda campaign. It's an article by Daniel Greenfield. It goes on to say how in 2016, Irene Tabataya wrote an article arguing that the United States should ally with Iran against ISIS. The Iranian immigration, by the way, you know who it was that started ISIS, don't you? And do we have that clip, Derek? We have a clip, and here's Obama himself talking about ISIS, we just got a few seconds of it where he was meeting with his staff and his cabinet. All right, go ahead and play that clip. Thanks.
Was moving too slowly, but the fall of Ramadi has galvanized the Iraqi government. So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
So not only did he start ISIS, did he train ISIS and supplied ISIS. And again, they're back out there. And Trump eliminated ISIS. So the Iranian immigrants suggested that the United States Air Force could provide air cover for Iranian-backed militia, and the U.S. and Iran can share intelligence on targets. Finally, she warned that excluding Iran, the region's major Shia state, from the international coalition built to fight ISIS worsens the regional sectarian conflict, ultimately playing into ISIS hands. And so here, this is a person that, again, worked with she just was with our Pentagon. She served, she's the chief of staff of the Pentagon, and she served with the Iranian propaganda machine. Now, just recently, Milley quit about 3 weeks ago. I think Milley was getting out while the getting was good. What do you think, Joe?
I think he bailed, yeah. I think he saw the writing on the wall.
You think he believes Trump's going to get back in? He committed treason. He betrayed Trump.
He did. He even admitted it, so there wouldn't be much defense because he came out and told that he didn't obey his orders.
So,
as a senior officer like that, if he didn't want to carry out a order of the commander-in-chief, what you do is you resign. You resign, retire, and turn it over to somebody else. You do not just disobey.
Well, that's what he did. It seems like, well, if we take a look at everything in the whole Biden regime, we see again, I had to laugh because Chris Wray. Now, remember, Joe, what Chris Wray and what Merrick Garland said. Now, Chris Wray has just come out and said that we better be prepared because there's a lot of evidence. There's a lot of these terrorists, the Islamic terrorists, right, here on American soil. And so we have to be prepared. Now, isn't that something? Because was it just about a week or so ago he was saying, and Joe Obama and Merrick Garland, that white populists, people, mega people, mm-hmm. that the people that voted for Trump would be should be put on a terrorist watch list. You and I.
You and I should be on a watch list. Yep.
Okay.
You made that very clear.
So, did you see any of the mega people? Did you ever see any of the Trump supporters out burning buildings down, looting, and killing old people?
I thought it was BLM that was burning the buildings and, you know, cars and beating up things and beating people in the street, actually doing the killing.
And Antifa, in fact,
yep, Antifa and BLM.
Now, let me ask you something. What party supported, who was it that was supporting a burn, loot, and murder at Antifa? Who was it that was getting them out of jail when they were breaking the laws and burning buildings?
Democrat Party, and it was our vice president who was actually calling people to donate money to bail them out. Kamala Harris.
So who was sending millions of dollars over to Hamas?
The Democrat Party.
And so now...
The same party that's been sending millions and, you know, more over to Iran that appeases Iran by sending them money and wonders why it never works well.
Well, he sent them all that money, and they're using, took all that money to buy arms to make war against Israel. So now here, you've got Obama Biden coming out, and he squints his eyes, and he gives a warning. He gives a warning. In other words, he has done more to undermine Israel. He has armed their enemies. He has betrayed God, betrayed our country. He's worked with Iran. And now they're saying, well, do you think that Iran will step down? I mean, Iran was on the ropes. President Trump had made it very, very clear that any country that would do business and buy Iran's oil, that he would put a tariff against. He would not trade with them. And so all the countries stopped, and Iran, who was persecuting its own children, they were on the ropes. Their government was
broke. They were suffering tremendously. They were going under. And then all of a sudden, Biden rides in on a white horse and solves their problem. Now they have, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of oil money, probably billions, from selling oil.
Yeah, they're doing 3 million gallons. They're drilling 3 million gallons a day. 3 million gallons a day. That's a lot of oil, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're still what's Biden
not doing? Gallons. I mean,
the Iran to stop their nuclear program. You know. And
I said gallons, I mean barrels, 3 million barrels a day, 3 million barrels a day.
Barrels a day, yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, again, here, people aren't thinking this whole thing out. I mean, it's like, this guy's coming out there, the fake news media are promoting this, Joe Obama Biden is out there, and now the Supreme Court has ruled that Joe Obama can continue to work with the mainstream media and these social media outlets to work with them, okay, to censor us.
Yeah. You and I have been on the enemies list. We've talked even back in the Obama administration. We were those who were pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution, right to life. We were put on an enemies list. We were terrorists back then.
All righty. I got to get the numbers out. It's, folks, the phone's got to start ringing. Believe me, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. We got to hear from you. I do want to remind the folks out there here in Northeast Ohio, we have about 400 more signs that we've gotten in to put out. This is a battle we cannot afford to lose, and I am out here, Joe. I've noticed the churches before that you would have never seen standing up or doing anything. I'm seeing the vote no signs out in their yard, so they're getting a little bit of backbone, and that is finally
wonderful.
Some, yeah. And so, again, folks, 888-677-9673,
I'm going to start this off. This is really slow. I just spent, I'm not going to say how much, but I just spent a lot of money on a whole new Starlink system and system to be able to call in better on the radio. We've had a lot of trouble from where I live. Our phone's not working. And even with that, I'm going to pledge $200 this time if somebody will match me. I have to have some matches or I won't do it tonight. But if somebody's willing to match me, I'll donate. I'll make a pledge for $200.
All right. Who's going to match Joe for $200-888-281-1110? Again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Again, we have got some interesting times coming up, folks, and you're going to need one thing I will say about the Salem Network. They're in this all the way. They're in this to the end. And I know that you've had the opposition out there, especially this so-called corrupt, very, very corrupt government, would like to take them down as much bad as it wants to take us down. But folks, as long as we can, we'll be broadcasting and letting you know, being the watchman on the wall. And again, we have, in 50 years, we have never, ever backed down. No, not once in 50 years have we ever compromised. All right. Iran reportedly backs down, announces a decision not to assist Hamas unless Israel attacks Iran. So,
yeah. First, they were saying that if Israel went into a ground assault into Gaza, they would intervene and they would fight. But they made a quick, I guess maybe having the U.S. a couple of aircraft carrier groups over there kind of made them think twice, huh? I think that did it.
Do you think that they actually believe? Of course, you never can trust anything these people say, okay? Now,
you can't.
Now Hamas is saying, look, we will, all you have to do is stop your bombing. It's telling Israel that if they stop bombing Gaza and pull out, they will set all the captives free.
Right.
What do you think? Now, Israel has said what?
No.
Remember what Joshua said? When you go into Gaza, do what? Eliminate the last man, woman, and child. What did, well,
yep.
Netanyahu didn't say that. He said,
no.
We're not going to stop until we get every one of the Hamas. We're not going to stop. So now, do you think they're starting to believe him?
Yeah, well, I think they've always believed Netanyahu because he's always done what he said, and that the Israelis will not do stupid things like send $6 billion for 6 hostages. You know, they know better. They're dealing with the terrorists. And in fact, there's some new stuff up there where they have they were out taking selfies and put up, well, not really selfies, what's it called? They've discovered their operational handbook to commit the atrocities to the soldiers and civilians.
They have a handbook teaching people how to torture.
Yeah, and the ADF found a couple of soldiers with the handbooks on them, and they've got them.
All right, hang tight, Joe. We're coming up to a break. When we come back, boy, do we have something interesting when we come back. Shows you the signs of the times that we're living in. You don't want to miss this. Be right back with more.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.